Hello and welcome to the second podcast of Blast Plast from Germany. My name is Alina, and the goal of our project is to reduce, reuse and recycle plastic and to learn how we want to do that. This podcast is going to be about fashion, but not just fashion, fast and fair fashion in particular and in comparison. I hope you like it. So what are the topics in particular of today? First of all, I will explain to you what fast fashion and fair fashion means, and after I've done that, I will compare them to each other. Next, what has fashion and environment to do with each other? Then I want to tell you what I think about this topic, and at the end, I have some tips and tricks how you can help this whole situation. So let's start. What does fast fashion mean? More collections in shorter time periods. New collections of prominent designers and stars are imitated after a very short time and are offered in lower quality and at a lower price by the major fashion chains. If a trend is identified, it does not take long until it's available for purchase in the stores in line with the quick response approach. Fast fashion allows the average customer to buy trendy clothes at a very reasonable price. This makes a lot of people feel expensive, even though they are literally wearing fake copies. And what does fair fashion mean? The manufacturers make garments exclusively from environmentally friendly materials. Let's take a look at what that means exactly. A fair wage is paid for fair work. This means that there are rights for the workers. Special programs are supported or production is not even carried out in low-wage countries. Theme: fair trade. Furthermore, no human rights are violated. Child labor and undignified working conditions are excluded. As a rule, think global, act local. In sales and logistics too, care is taken to keep the ecological footprint as small as possible. Furthermore, the general rule is, I only consume as much as I need. This not only reduces waste, but also allows me to buy only selected high-quality parts, which in turn allows me to support labels and companies that produce sustainably. Now we clarified what fast and fair fashion means, but what is good and bad about them? So here come the pros and cons. Pro about fast fashion. Fast fashion is cheap for the customers and they have a vast assortment. Now the pros about fair fashion. Fair fashion is good for our environment. There's a fair payment. It's quality instead of quantity and you get what you need. Also, you can wear your clothes with a clear conscience. Now the cons about fast fashion. Fast fashion is harmful to the environment. There's a low quality, there are bad working conditions, and it provokes waste. Now the cons of fair fashion. The selection is good, but not big enough. Many people don't like fair trade clothing because it's not cool enough. For many small fair fashion stores, it's not easy to survive. So now you heard what's bad and good about them, and you obviously heard that fair fashion is especially for the environment better. Does clothing and environment belong together, or are they connected in some way? I guess almost every one of you has a pair of jeans at home. Do you know which material it is made out of? Probably not. Now I want to tell you a little bit about how it is made. First of all, there are many threads made out of cotton. However, the cultivation of cotton and other natural fibers is often very harmful to the environment. Large quantities of pesticides are used in cultivation, polluting lakes and rivers. In addition, an extremely large amount of water is required. For the production of a single pair of jeans alone, around 7,000 liters water consumed, which is about 47 bathtubs. All these threads need to get colored several times so they get the blue color of blue jeans. When the jeans is made after many days, it needs to get packed up in plastic. and transported to the different stores. Sometimes, or most of the time, it gets transported by plane, which causes even more emissions. Now you order your pair of jeans online, and it needs to get transported another round. Sometimes with one truck, sometimes with two trucks, and sometimes with even more trucks. So I don't think that every one of you was aware of this process. And if you think about it, that this happens with almost every piece of your clothes, is not very pretty for the environment. So yes, clothes and the environment are very connected. It's all about where you buy your clothes and which material they are made out of. Now I want to tell you what I think about this whole fair and fast fashion thingy. To be honest, 2 or 3 years ago, at least a half of my clothes were from fast fashion companies like H&M or Zara. The past year, I tried to buy more clothes from second-hand stores and flea markets. I was honestly surprised how beautiful these clothes are. They are so unique and even so much cheaper. Anyways, I also enjoy buying fast fashion as well. I don't really feel good buying it, but it's just different than buying second-hand stuff. I really want to support the fair fashion step by step. I think we all can help the environment by doing small things. And now I want to tell you some tips and tricks how you can help the environment, yourself, and your future family. Step 1. Only buy what you really need. And I know, shopping makes a lot of fun and brings a lot of new joy into your life. But be honest to yourself for a second. Do you still love every single piece you bought as much as at the first time you wore it? I really don't think so, because I don't either. When you want to buy a new piece, first think about if you don't have an almost similar piece at your home. My second tip. Try to buy more clothes from flea markets and second-hand stores. Like I already said, you are going to be surprised how beautiful these clothes are. Most of the time, you won't find one exact same piece like one from a flea market or so. Maybe it takes a little longer to find something, but when you find something that you like, you absolutely love it. What's even better is the price. These clothes are not only cooler, they're also cheaper. Just awesome. Step 3. Do you have old pants or shirts that you don't really like anymore, but you don't want to get rid of them? Be a little creative and think about something new you could do out of them. Maybe you could cut shorts out of long pants, or a cropped shirt out of a long shirt. There are so many inspirations on the internet, and you are probably going to find a lot. So just take yourself a little bit of time and you automatically help the world. I hope these few tips could help you a little bit and you got inspired. Maybe the next time when you want to buy new clothes, you think about this podcast and decide where you want to get your clothes from. When you have got any questions concerning this podcast or our project in general, just contact us over our Instagram account, blast_the_plast. And never forget to reduce, reuse, and recycle. Bye! You gotta reduce, reuse, and recycle.